I'm going to invite some of our men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity as brothers and sisters, believers in Jesus, who are utterly and totally lost and hopeless and helpless without the finished work of Jesus on the cross. We are now blood-bought saints, brothers, siblings, part of God's family, welcomed in. And this is a reminder of what it cost. Our salvation was purchased at the greatest cost. Jesus became human to die in my place for my sins. His body was broken. His blood was shed on the cross to wash this sinner clean, to make me new inside, so that I could today enjoy communion with a God who absolutely loves me, communion with brothers and sisters, also broken sinners, messed up, but blood-bought saints, unity in the body, which requires humility because, well, you're going to say things to offend me and I'll probably do things to offend you, and it's not my intent, but it's the reality of life in a fallen, broken world as sinners who are pretty self-centered most of the time. We submit to one another in love, and we allow God's Spirit to change our hearts so that we begin to want to look like Jesus, want to begin to think of others before ourselves, to, through love, serve one another, to even be willing to lay down our lives to advance the good news and to care for one another. So as you're served, if you're a believer in Jesus, as you're served bread and juice, receive those, take those in your hand and reflect on the infinite price that was paid to rescue you from your sins and to bring you into relationship with this kind of a God. Treasure that gift. Once we've all been served, we'll give Him thanks and we'll take that together as a body of believers. Jesus, thank you. For becoming what you had never been, fully human, flesh and blood, so that as a man, you could take the place of humanity. Bear the wrath of your Father that we earned, and give us the gift of your righteousness that you earned by your perfect obedience to your Father in all things. We look back to the cross in horror, recognizing that's how bad I am, that's what I deserve. We look back at the cross in wonder and worship. But that's the extent to which, God, you love me. Receive a good gift from your hand, and all we can say is thank you for giving us your very self. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash sinners like me clean.